Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Welcome to the podcast of the Lycos International Church, Newark Branch, a place where Jesus resides. Our main goal and purpose is to provide the solid foundation of Bible-based teachings for our day-to-day living. Preached to you by our residing pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles Osei. We hope you are blessed by the Word of God, and may your life never be the same.
Hallelujah. But quickly, let me share with you about a greater and a better church. Amen. This year, everything will be greater. Say greater and better. Amen. Say my life will be greater. Amen. My ministry will be greater. Amen. My finances will be better. Amen. Yes, we're talking about greater and better. Amen. And today I'm talking about a greater and a better church. Hallelujah. For a few minutes, then go and cut the cake. I'm also waiting for the cake to be cut. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Hebrews 9, 11, quickly. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle. You see, tabernacle is also church. Tabernacle is a building. And the Bible said, Christ came as a greater and a better, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. In other words, a tabernacle represents a church. And people say there's a greater and a better tabernacle. Hallelujah. So 2025, we're going to have a greater and a better church. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. A greater and what? I say a greater and what? Yes, a church that we can say, this one is good for marriage. This one, don't marry him. Yeah. I'll tell her, this one, marry him. Say, Daddy, are you sure? I say, yes. That's it. I say, this one, don't go near him. And I have the right to say some people should not go near some people. Huh? It's a good policy, huh? I have the right to say, you. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. A greater and a better church. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something. You see, what is a greater and a better church? A very short message, because I want to cut the cake, you know. What is a greater and a better church? Or for example, what makes a country great? See, one of the indices, okay, economic students, as students, one of the indices of a greater nation is the employment rate. Those who are gainfully employed. Do you understand? So we say a country is developed. One of the things that shows that they also have a high employment rate. That is why when you go to most of the undeveloped world, there's a lot of high unemployment. Is that the case? You are the, am I saying the right thing? Is unemployment an index? It is. So when you say something is great, the employment rate, so a greater country has highly employed. But an undeveloped country, there's a high level of unemployment. Where? I read somewhere, and once again, just it's a reference, and I'm sure it's true, that after the civil war in Liberia, the unemployment rate was 80%. I mean, that's very high. 80% unemployment rate. I mean, there's no hope for the country. 80%. Yeah. Was that true? Yeah, 80%. I mean, it means you are left with... Basically, then, how do people live? So it will lead to robbery, murder, migrate, because they don't have jobs. And mama must eat. It still is. It's still the same. Wow, yeah. So when we talk about a greater and a better country, one of the main factors is the people who have jobs, people who do something. Hallelujah. So in the same vein, A greater and a better church is a church where everybody has something to do. So that when a church that is full of people who have something to do in the church, that makes it a greater and a better church. Yeah, that's what it is. So when I say a church is great and better, it means everybody in the church has an opportunity. Hallelujah. And I've explained to you why it's a great church. Because see, when everybody has an opportunity to do something, then the church is not filled with members, but it is filled with servants. Hallelujah. Or church workers. Hallelujah. A church, so it means a better church is a church that creates an opportunity for people to become servants of God, not pew warming members. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Because for the same reason why the employment is, because it's the employment rate that generates income so that you can be paid. Hallelujah. In the same way, in the kingdom of God, in God's room, when you say something, God, a church is great, then it's talking about a church that gives people opportunity to serve God so that God can bless them. Because God does not bless ordinary members. I'm preaching to you. So I'd rather give you an opportunity that God will bless you. Because you come in to sit down and warm the pews, you are wasting your money, your time, you are getting zero. Hallelujah. So when you read the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3. Sonny, I want Sonny Pa. Is it Sonny's bad though? Is it when Reverend is tired that he takes off his glasses? I'll call him. Anyway. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. So a greater church or a better church is a church full of servants, not members. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son who warms the seat. As a man spares who does what? As a man spares who does what? As a man who does what? Serveth him. He said, they shall be mine. They shall be mine. And I will spare, they shall be mine. And I will make my jewels, and I will spare them. As a man spareth his own son, that's, it's like, because you served me as a son, I spare you. Hallelujah. Verse number 18. Next verse. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. He said, and what happens is that because you are spared, because you are in a new class, over a period of time, people will come back and see that you are different. You shall return. That there's a difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth me not. Let me tell you something, Christabel, there will be a difference. He said, you shall return. It means that after 5 years, your old classmates, your old friends, when they say, wow, you look different. Yes, because they shall return. There's a difference. They will say that your job looks different. Your marriage looks different. Your health looks different. Even you look younger. You shall return. Because the one who serves me, I spare him. Hallelujah. You shall return. And then between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that, it means that when you serve God over a period of time, people will see the difference. The There's always a difference. You shall return. Hallelujah. So there's always a blessing. So a church that gives you an opportunity to serve is giving you an opportunity to be blessed. So you rather want to be a servant in the house than a member in the house. And you shall return. Maybe I don't think it's coincidental. On this Friday, they had a reunion. It has never happened before. They had a reunion of all the residents from my residency training program. For the past 30 years, I finished long ago. I finished before you were born. I'm just saying, it just occurred to me. This Friday. So I went there. Exactly. I went to the reunion to look at some of our like old professors, because I was so professors who were used to teach us, some of the residents who were there, the attendants who were there, and some of the people that I also taught. So I said, you know, kind of big reunion. And to my surprise, when I went there, I was like, Josh, you look good. Josh, you look good. I said, you shall return. Everyone's Josh, you look good. I said, you shall return. And see that there's a difference. And what amazed me was that, as everybody was talking about what they have done since we left residency, do you understand? Since we graduated as physicians, I noticed that professionally, one of the things that struck me that professionally, they have also not done bad, like we are all at par. I just noticed, Raymond just said that professionally, like as doctors, whatever they have achieved as a doctor, I've also achieved it. As a physician. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just realized. Some of the things that amazed me. There are some of the residents. Some of the old residents, I thought, oh, he was good. He was so good. The resident was saying, I was so good. As they begin to practice in their place, oh, he was so good. Remember, you told us. And some of our lecturers said, Charles, you were so good. And I noticed that anything that, like, people have achieved academic professionally, like they have gone on, they've done their special, they have made their money. I found that professionally, I was at par. Then it occurred to me that I am so blessed because professionally, I'm par, and spiritually, I've also built something else completely. Thank you. I realize that I've also built something completely. So it's not like by building the church, I decrease. That's what I noticed. I realize that by being your pastor, I haven't decreased. So I realize that, yes, you all have made the money, but I've also made the souls and the daughters. When I said, these ones are my jewels. Then I noticed. You shall return. You shall return. This one will cross. I realize. Oh, I have this. I'm not bragging, but almost every financial thing they took, by the grace, I've also achieved it. I also realized. So it wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't that I decreased. I was at par with them. And some of them even above. But on the other side, I have this. On the other side, I have this. Yeah. Then I realized that God has been good. And that you shall return. I said, you shall return. And one of the communists was, Charles, you look good. Charles, you look good. Charles, you look good. I said, oh, really? Send a thank you message to my wife. Yeah. But it just struck me because when I sat in my car, so it means that by me going for camps, building churches, having conventions, traveling, I have lost even 1 inch professionally. Because every professional thing they have, I also had it. You shall return. I say you shall return. I say you shall return. So a greater and a better church is a church that gives you an opportunity to do something, to serve God. So after a period of time, when they come, not only do you have a, not only do you have a saloon or a business or a car, but you also have a ministry. You, and more importantly, you have something that will cross over. I mean, I know you'll be very rich. I prophesy to you. But when they come, you'll not only be rich, you will also have a ministry.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So, church, my message is very short. Let's build a greater and a better church. In other words, let's build a church that everybody here has an opportunity to do something for God. Because I'm telling you, maybe it was God that made me go back. 30 years ago, I had this. Because on this Friday, I said, so I didn't waste my time. As I was going for camp meetings, as I was traveling, I didn't waste my time because anything that they had secularly, I mean like car, money, job, I had the same. I had power even above them. But apart from that, I have you that I have also nurtured in Christ, which is of eternal value. Then I saw that Charlie James, it's not bad at all. There's a difference. Hallelujah. So look, opportunity. Amen. So a greater and a better church means that nobody in this church will be a pew warmer. Say amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you are not here to warm the church. If we want church warmers, we are going to buy some at Costco. Now they sell them. Then they sell church warmers. If that's what we want, just go to Costco. We are not looking for chair warmers. Amen. But opportunity. Hallelujah. You see, in Luke chapter 1, verse 8. Luke chapter 1, verse 8. And it came, he was talking about the prophet Zechariah. He had a problem. He had an issue. The Bible said that, and it came to pass that while he executed the office of the priest. You see, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, as he was doing his job in the church, in spite of his problem. Next verse. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn the incense. And when he went into he went to the temple of the Lord. Continue. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. Continue. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. And what did the angel say? And when Zacchaeus saw, he fell and he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Next verse. And the angel said, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer's heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. You see, are you seeing what was happening here? The Bible says that he was just in service. He had just come to church to clean the church, to sing in the choir, to do his rehearsal in the order of his course. Yes, he had a problem. He didn't have a child, but that did not stop him from serving. And as he was serving, as he has come to arrange the instruments, as he has come to tune the microphone, in the order of his course, the angel appeared and blessed him, because there was a difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So I want to share with us, look, let's find something to do in the order of your course. He had a problem, but the problem did not stop him. And the answer came as he continued serving. Hallelujah. So sometimes some prayers are not necessary. Just serve God, God will bless you. I'm telling you, sometimes some prayers are not necessary. Just serve God and he will bless you. I mean, just serve God and he will bless you. In the order of his course. Why do you think David said, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired. Because he knew the blessing of being in the temple. And listen to me, David was not a pastor. David was not a prophet. So when we are, so because she's something when you start, we are preaching, we start preaching like, Mammy, I cannot be a minister, I cannot be a pastor. David was not a pastor. He was a politician, he was a king. But he said, one thing have I desired. Show us that verse, Psalm 27. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. It means that no matter, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of, and to inquire in his temple. It means that, and David, I'm saying, he was not a priest. He was not a prophet. He was a politician. But he said, one thing have I desired. So when we say servants of God, it does not mean you hold a microphone like this and preach to me. It doesn't matter whether you were a banker, whether you were a nurse, whether you were a UN worker, whether you were an electrician, whether you were a student. So long as you have the attitude that I want to find something to do, you will see the beauty. You will inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. So church, I thought I want to cut the cake. So my message for us today is that may we build a greater and a better church. And it doesn't matter your profession. May God give you the opportunity to find something to do, to serve in his house. Because they shall return and they shall see that there's a difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. Friday was a revelation to me. I found after 30 years, actually, there are people I'm at par with them and I have something else stumbling on their side. It wasn't bad at all. Hallelujah. Are you going to be a servant of the Lord?
Oh, yes.
Do you think it's an opportunity?
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you my testimony. Maybe that's why it was just this Friday. So that maybe God was just trying to show me that I can share with you. That it wasn't, it has not been a waste of time at all. Because even when they go, when we got out, you know when after, let me tell you something, this one is a small gossip. You know, when you go for a reunion and things like that, people look at how you look physically, they look at the car you drive. You see, they don't talk about your work. You know it happens, right? Oh, you know that, you know, we have this silent competition going on. Did you understand what I'm saying? Hey, it's the kind of, you know, like your old classmates, you know. It's just silent. Like nobody's saying, but people are checking out. So even when we finish and we step out in the parking lot and they saw my car and said, the guy is no bad. They saw that, Charlie. It's no bad at all. You shall return. You shall return.
Yeah.
There's always a difference. Yeah. I'm telling you. Can I tell you more of the meetings? Let me share this. One of our lecturers was, as I sat with him, he was talking. I didn't even know this. He was telling me about how he made a lot of money. He said he retired. When he retired, he had millions of dollars in his account. As a doctor. And he retired at 65. So he was telling us, 65, he was telling us how, he was like advising us, the younger ones. So as he was talking, he says, you must learn to live below your means. That's how I achieved it, because I always live beyond my means. He said he had some money that he put away, investments. But because the money was not needed at that time, over a long period of time, the thing grew up so much. 65, he had millions. But when he said, must live, you know, I said, but this is what prophet has been preaching to us. you see, suddenly I began to realize the benefit of the church. That what he's sharing as a revelation, this is what I've been taught all along in church. The secret of prosperity, live below your means. Benefit of being in church. He said he was able to raise 65 millions. So yeah, Charles, are you planting? So I'm also believing God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You shall return. Amen. So, because the great thing that he was saying, like some great revelation, which some of the other, oh wow, I didn't know that. I knew it all. That's what I've known since I joined Prophet Dad. That's what Bishop Dad has been teaching me, frugality from his book. I mean, and some, oh wow, we didn't know that. I said, I knew it all along. That's what I've known.
What a shock.
I'm telling you. We shall return. Amen. So on this my birthday, I want to thank you all very much. Hallelujah. And I have one birthday wish. Shall I tell you my wish? Because everybody, when you have a birthday, you're supposed to have a wish, right? Huh? When you have a birthday, aren't you supposed to have a wish? So should I tell you my birthday wish? Are you going to help me win my birthday wish? Are you sure? Or you want to bring the case so I can blow, say, Reverend wish? Okay, I have one wish. Okay, and I'm pleading with all of you. Help me to fulfill my birthday wish, which is the book of Daniel. And my wish is Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So my wish, my birthday wish is that you will help me and you help yourself to be somebody who is a soul winner so that you shine brighter and brighter and brighter. Are you hearing me? That's my birthday wish to you. Help me to be a soul winner. And also, you also be a soul winner. Amen. You see, but sometimes you see, you can have a wish, but there's no means to achieve it. Amen. But by the grace of God, today, in the church that we are, there is a means to achieve this. I can show you a channel where you and I can become soul winners. Hallelujah. So if you want to wish me happy birthday, this is what I want you to do. Show me the clip. This is my birthday wish. You love it? It's my birthday wish. Plus the cake. Don't forget to cut the cake.
Together you and I, some fields are blooming now, other fields are dry, we are not the same, but differences off to foreign soil to work against the land, oh yeah, and another anchor's close to home to hold the neighbor's hand. Tell me who has heard the Father more, who has made the land. Oh, shit. together, you and I. Some fields are blooming high, other fields are dry. We are not the same, oh, but differences aside. In the realm of the spirit.
Les victoires sont en train d'avoir lieu en esprit.
Victories.
Les victoires.
Concerning every situation.
Les victoires concernant chaque situation.
Every crisis.
Chaque crise.
Every curse.
Et chaque malédiction.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ.
Receive your victory.
Reçois le triomphe.
Listen, this is my birthday wish, to be a soul winner. And I want to encourage all of us to be soul winners. So today is Ben NP, or Healing Jesus. You don't remember Healing Jesus, which is the evangelistic ministry of our prophets. And as you have seen, they've gone to Gabon. I'm very happy that today is my birthday, and it's a Healing Jesus Sunday. Because you see, I know of another guy too, who's a very big person, one of these big politicians. We just happen to share the same birthday. So I said, what are you doing? So on his birthday, he's going to orphanages, children's hospital to give donations. That's what people do. I said, then on my birthday, I'm also going to raise partners to win souls.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Because if he's a big politician, I'm a big pastor. Huh? Mo, what do you think? Hallelujah. You think that I'm a big pastor? I'm going to raise people to win souls. Hallelujah. So Ben MP is like people, beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing partner. People who help to support, okay? And my class professor said, all that I'm asking for you to do to win souls is $10, at least $10 a month. Hey, come on. At least 10 bucks a month, $10 a month. Do you understand? $10 a month, at least $10 a month. Some of you are partners already, but if you are not a partner and you want to sign up, that you will give at least $10 a month to help to celebrate my birthday with me, so that together you and I will be a soul winner. So that this, my friend, the politician who says he's going to orphanages and children, me too, I say, me too, I raise souls. We are a big politician, me too, I'm a big pastor. Hallelujah. So you want to be a partner, please stand up. You want to be a partner, please stand up. $10 a month. God bless you. Please stand up. At least $10 a month. God bless you. Clap for them. Clap for them. Please, more people should stand up. At least $10. You are going to give $10 a month. What is McDonald's? $10. I want to see. I was expecting the whole check. Unless all of you are past partners already. But I'm raising new partners. If you are not a partner, any person. Christopher, come. You are my rep for Healing Jesus. Okay, so please, no, unless you are partners already, Hilda, come and take the pictures. Please, $10 a month, unless you are a partner, because I don't see why the whole church should not become partners. No, Hilda, take pictures, that's your job. Please stand up. Anybody else want me a partner? Partners? Okay, see them here. At least $10 a month. At least $10 a month. Okay? Everybody, there's nobody who can say, I don't have $10. Can I get more? Unless you are partners already, then that's good. But if you are not a partner, don't disgrace me on my birthday. I will not be happy with you. Do you have the pictures? Okay, so those of you who stood up, you are partners. It's good. After service, see Christabel. She will show you how to register. Okay. Come and tell me, why are you going to sit down? She will show you. Please put your hands together for the Lord and be seated. She will show you how to register. So at least every month you send $10. God bless you. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Amen. Please be seated. And then that's number one. And then number two, whether you are a partner already or not, I want to raise special funds on my birthday to win souls for the Lord. Amen. Are you going to help me win souls for the Lord? I just want to send a message to my politician friend that makes you, you know, so I want to talk back at someone like, listen to me. I also did something, okay? Hallelujah. So if you want to, this is whether you are an old member, new partner, whatever it is, I'm going to raise special funds for Healing Jesus. Can you put the link on the screen? Well, they have it. I'm sure they know what to do. Put a link on the screen. This is one time. You're like, just give me one time. I'm going to raise special funds. I've told you already. Good. So, if you are here and you want to give today $100, one time, $100 for Healing Jesus, please stand up. Whether you are a new member, old member, go, clap for them. Please stand up. Yes. Please clap. Ah, you are not giving to you, don't clap. Clap. $100. Everybody, $100. $100 now for Healing Jesus. Oh, I like you. Please keep on clapping. Ah, I love it. Please keep on. Everybody rise up. Maybe they should come forward. Christopher, what do you think?
Yes.
Come forward for prayer. Christopher said, come forward. Just step forward so we can pray for you. $100, please come. You want to give $100, please come. Come. Oh, keep on clapping. Ah, where are my instrumentalists? Keep on coming. I'm looking for more people. God bless you. $100 for Healing Jesus. Soul winning on Reverend Obsessed birthday. Hallelujah. Oh, I love it. Please clap. I'm giving $100 for Healing Jesus now. Amen. Have you seen them? So it is test to give. LCI, put it back on. LCI, all of you. So let's see, you're going to do your test to give. Put 100, but at the end, put HJC. Okay? HJC, Healing Jesus. Hallelujah. At the end, put HJC, Healing Jesus. Very good. Healing Jesus. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. Father, thank you for those ones who have come to honor you. To be wise. To win souls. To help in the evangelistic outreach. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand for my $100 now. $50. I'm collecting. Everybody must give something today. $50, please come. You only give $50 for Healing Jesus, please come. $50, 50 bucks. You stand here. Put your hands together for them, $50. Okay, Christopher, so. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. $50, please come. $50. More $50. $50. Quick. Wait. So, y'all should be LCI 50 HJC. Put your hands together. Oh, please clap for them. Ah, you are the clapping zone. Okay? Keep on clapping until I tell you to stop clapping.
Okay, HJC. Come quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. And this is all one time. We are collecting it now. Okay, so this is $50, okay? So change the typing to $50. Father, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for those who have come to honor you with their substance. To win souls on this special day. May their 50 multiply. May it increase. May they become wise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, $20. Thank you. $20. Please come. $20. Clap. For healing Jesus. God bless you. Wow. I like this group. It's empty, right? There's nothing in there. Okay. Let's pray for them. Father, thank you for those ones. Oh, I like you. Wow. You give me $20 for the Lord? That's so nice. God bless you. Amen. Father, bless these young ones as they bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, this one, $10. Come and touch the basket. $10. You want to give $10? Come. Come and touch my basket. $10. $10. $10. You want to give $10? Oh, please, come and give something. This, even the dollar is important. Look, you don't know how much $10 is in Liberia. God bless you. I like it. It brought the cash already. Yeah, bring it. Oh, I should walk to you with my basket. Don't worry, I can walk to you. God bless you. $10. I'm coming along with you, please. It's my birthday, so I'm doing the work myself. Thank you. God bless you. It's my birthday, so I'm doing the work myself. Anybody, should I come to you? God bless you. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you. Christopher, so you got all the people, right? Very good. We'll talk after church. Be blessed. Amen. Well, are they coming to come and give more my $10? Oh, what a blessing. God bless you. This is just McDonald's number 2. Hallelujah. All right, it's time for us to honor the Lord with our first and best. Please, you want to honor the Lord with your first and best? John, God bless you. Wow. So bring me another basket, the green one. Okay, first and best. You want to honor the Lord with your first and best? Please come. Come and pay your tithes. Give me some song. As for your tithe, whether it's birthday or no birthday, you pay, so. Come and honor the Lord your first and best. Please come. We believe in paying tithes and honoring the Lord with our substance.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
You deserve the best.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy.
Father, I thank you for those ones who have come to honor with their first and best. May the sun not smite them by day nor the moon by night. May the fountain from which they draw never dry up. May their sufficiency be of you. May you bless them with blessings that money cannot buy. In Jesus' name, amen.
You deserve the best.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. The Lord bless you and favor you. Amen. Communion, I'll come. Let me take my offering first. Communion will come. Regular church offering, second offering. To bless the Lord. This has nothing to do with the birthday. So
Come and touch the basket. Regular offering. Lift up your offering. Let's pray. Everybody lift up your offering. Regular offering for the Lord. To say thank you. This is actually a thank you offering. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We are saying thank you. By thanksgiving, what is not enough will become more than enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Touch the basket. Say thank you.
You deserve the best, the best. You deserve 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 the best. The best. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. The best. You deserve 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 the best. The best.
Wow. God bless you, young man. God bless you. Amen. How old are you now? 17?
Wow.
All right, come. You know, 17, right? When you are ready to make important moves in my life, in your life, call me. I'll guide you.
Amen.
<I'm coming. laughs> Yeah. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's always a blessing. I tell you. All right. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let's get ready and come to the Lord's table. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. The Bible also says that the life is in the blood. On this special Sunday, as we come to the Lord's table, whatever is dead, whatever has become an issue, whatever is a problem, may God revive it. In Jesus' name. Stand up for communion.
Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it is a communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it is a communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. When I see the blood, oh, I will pass over you.
When I see the blood,
when I see the blood,
Father, I go down on my knee and I pray over this bread and I pray over this wine. No longer ordinary bread by the body of Christ.
Yes.
No longer ordinary wine by the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you that may the body accomplish what it was meant to accomplish in our body. And may the blood speak and answer any charge that is laid against us. Thank you for extension of days, renewal of life, exemptions from our mistakes. And thank you for favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may eat the bread. And that same night, he took the cup. This is my blood of the new covenant. Do it in remembrance of me. Please, this is a holy moment. No movement. The blood is speaking. The blood is speaking. The blood is speaking. And the blood will answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink the blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
The blood.
Thank you for the blood. The blood is speaking.
That Jesus.
The blood of redemption is speaking. Makonoriyama. Mashuka tandalia baba.
Mashuka.
Thank you for the blood. 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 Thank you for the blood.
Gives me
strength. Of sins. Thank you that the blood has washed us and make us new. Thank you that because of the blood we stand a better chance. I hear the Spirit saying a better chance. There is somebody here, you are going for an interview, you are in a competition, there are people that you are going with, but the Spirit is saying that because of the blood you have a better chance, a better chance, a better chance. I hear the Spirit saying a better chance. God is giving you a better chance.
Amen.
God is setting you ahead of your competitors. You are receiving a better chance, a better chance. Your profile has changed. Your profile has changed. Your profile has changed. You have been taken to another level. A better chance has come your way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a better chance. In Jesus' name. And let the saints shout a big amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Be seated and let's get a happy birthdays.
We hope you've been blessed. Feel free to join any of our services. Contact us at qfcannouncements@gmail.com. That's qfcannouncements@gmail.com.